MANITOUWADGE. There's a new team in town, and they're ready for action. Nikki Chick, the new community recreation programmer for the Township of Manitouwadge, along with assistant arena facilitators, Bryce Dubay and Caitlin Hines, and all the other hard-working support staff, have already begun to roll out their plans for the rec center. Although Nikki only stepped into her role a week ago, she already has programs up and running. There are classes and drop-in sessions designed for all ages, abilities and interests. Ice, ice, baby. The indoor arena, home ice of the Manitouwadge Copper Kings hockey team, will host regular drop-in games for all ages. The youngest of these wannabe players take their first steps onto the ice for the Rubber Ducky games taking place on Tuesdays from 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. These activities, which use rubber ducks instead of heavier pucks, are designed for kids under 5 years of age. Helmets and hockey sticks are required, and parents must accompany their children on the ice. The cost is $2 per child. We really want to instill the passion of hockey in these kids at a young age, states Bryce Dubay, casually tossing a wayward rubber duck back into the rink. These are the next generation Copper Kings. It's not all about the youngsters. Skaters of all ages and skill levels will get their chance during any of the other drop-in events scheduled throughout March, with special activities being planned for the March break. These will include public skate, adult skate, mixed and men's skate, and open shinny games. Walk it off striding across the ice, not your thing? Not a fan of the cold? Take a walk in the auditorium instead. The walkabout, jogabout is open to walkers and joggers Mondays to Fridays, at 3 different times of the day, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Bring your mask and walking shoes. In the house, the Manitouwadge Curling Club also has an active schedule for the month of March. You still have time to get in the hack with ladies' drop-in games on March 8 and 22, and stick curling on March 9 and 23. Games start at 7 p.m. and there is a cost of $10 per person. A volley of activities. Nikki and her team have plans to bring in a variety of other activities, including sports, games and other meetup events for all ages. Volleyball, basketball, badminton, as well as board and card games are all fair game, starting in mid-March. There will be an adult, 18+, drop-in session every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and youth will take the floor on Wednesdays, also from 7 to 8 p.m. There's a fresh sense of excitement at the rec center. Now that the COVID restrictions are easing a bit, we want people to come back and get reconnected with their neighbors, Nikki muses. We want to create a renewed sense of community. So, move your feet on down to the Manitouwadge Rec Center this month, and get your game on. For more information about these and other activities, check out the Boreal newsletter https://mymanitouwadge.ca/the-boreal or the Manitouwadge Community Services Facebook page at https://www.facebook.com/manitouwadge-community-services-10257366187216. You can contact Nikki at 807-826-3227 extension 237, or programmer at manitouwadge.ca.